This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Here on the real side, always a pleasure to be with you. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the danger for me sometimes, I get these stories, and like this one, you know, this wiretapping. I mean, at some point in time, there's got to be burnout, right? And do the American people finally end up turning off? Think about it. How much of this stuff can you take? Now, if you listen to the left, you go to some of the loon stations, you listen to the left, it's the same mantra over and over and over again. We know he has something to do with the Russians. He's got some relationship with the Russians. And Clapper, who they want to keep throwing up all the time, the left does. As to what he says and doesn't say, and, you know, remember, he was the one that lied to us in the beginning, right? There were no records being kept on Americans. They weren't tracking American citizens' phone calls. And what did we find out? That was all a lie. And then he reversed himself. Right? So now you look at this thing and you say to yourself, is there enough credibility? People just go, oh, God, these guys are never going to tell the truth anyway. I don't believe that. I believe there's still enough Americans around that want to know what's going on, that want to keep up. I'm not so sure they can really follow this. Because this is one of those stories you really, 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 really have to do your homework. And then they want us to believe that Clapper's telling the truth about the investigations. He doesn't really come out and tell you what investigations he's doing or not doing. He really doesn't. Because they really can't tell you when it's an ongoing investigation. But he freaked out the left over the weekend, and over the last couple of days, really, when he came out and said, hey, there's no evidence. You want to write this down? Because I know some of you on the left listen. And if you need time to go get your notepad, go ahead. Because when you listen to them, they all say the same thing. There is no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians on the election. And if you look at some of the stuff that's happening out there, If you're not a Facebook person, just Google some of the craziest titles out there on stories. Supreme Court to recall presidential campaign. Make them do it again. I saw that today. I started laughing. No, truly, I was scratching my head thinking, I wonder who would believe this. But now I'm scratching my head wondering why people believe it. It wouldn't get printed unless somebody believed it. It wouldn't get put out there unless they knew somebody was going to buy into this. And when you go back and you look and you think, before Hillary Clinton was elected, that was an alternate universe nightmare in my head. Before the election day, She had tweeted out that there were wiretaps on Trump. Okay? You go, you know, do some of your own homework. So they had tweeted out that there was some, you know, this was happening. And if you want to start, you know, putting times together, time frames together, funny how Loretta Lynch, she meets with the ex-President Clinton, and all of a sudden, she doesn't recuse herself, and then she comes out and she, you know, Clinton, Mrs. Clinton comes out with these wiretaps are happening. Right? Loretta Lynch, the first time, now remember, they specifically asked to do wiretaps. She openly admits that that's what happened. That there were wiretaps, what are they called, FISA wiretaps requested? And they got turned down the first time, they got approved the second time. So I don't understand where the misinformation is here, or the misunderstanding. Did they ask? Now, I know what some people are saying. Well, Mr. Obama didn't ask for it. Yeah, okay. No problem. If that's what you want to believe. Actually, you should read those kind of things at Disneyland. It's the same kind of fantasy going on there, too. But the second one, they narrowed it down. They got what they were looking for, right? All of a sudden, they were wiretapping. Now, everybody was complaining that the FBI was investigating Mrs. Clinton during an active campaign, but apparently investigating Mr. Trump during an active campaign. That was okay. This is the dem double standards I keep telling you guys about. This is the dem double standards we have to keep pushing against. We have to not let take root. Are you with me here? You understand what I'm saying? You can't do this. You have to push back. We have to make them very uncomfortable to keep playing this game. No, seriously. We didn't do all this work. We didn't beat our brains out over the last couple of years to come up short when it comes to supporting the guy you put in office. Look, if you don't think you can support him anymore, you don't like something he's done or what he's doing or the direction he's heading in, even though everything that he is doing now he said he was going to do during the election. So I don't know what you missed here. You know, I just don't get it. But the New York Times, now see, Mrs. Clinton and the New York Times confirmed that wiretapping was actually going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We won't be long, so don't you. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Man alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, and I do have plans and schemes and dreams. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, be involved in the conversation. Whether you're head up to the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take a poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up there on the website. You can also go over to the Facebook, to not the Facebook, but Facebook, and there's a lot you can do there as well. There are smarter people than I in the chat room. Live feed. Not a chat room. I know. It's a live feed. All right. Got it. But when you look at, I just want to jump into this. It just makes me nervous. Look, head up to the website, realside.com or amazon.com. Get my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You read the book, you'll find out you have nothing to hate at all. Matter of fact, we may have more in common than you're even willing to admit. Not joking. Dead serious. You've got, the heck is his name? Trump. And Donald has, he's really got, you know, he doesn't play like they play. But they don't know what to do with him. They don't know how to fight back. They don't know how to talk back. They don't know how to push back. You know, they're pretty, it's a problem for them. But we have so much proof. The New York Times ran an article January 20th, the day he was sworn in. They ran an article in the paper that said that there were wiretaps going on. There were investigations going on. You can't miss it. It's on the front page of the New York Times. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. You know, I don't want to beat this to death because you guys, like I said, you've already heard it a million times. But while the left is pounding on this narrative, you need to think about pushing back. You need to think about how much they're screaming. Like a bunch of little 17-year-old spoiled brats, they're screaming about this. And they got no legs to stand on. They know it. They know if they can create enough, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Distractions? That you're not going to focus on the real issues that he actually is getting done. I was on another show tonight. I did a TV show today. And, I was introduced as a right-wing, what was it? Oh, yeah, a right-wing hate talk show host. And all of it, you know, when I asked the guy, I said, so all the right-wing people, all the right-wing hosts are haters, and all the left-wing hosts are all righteous people. He says, well, all the people on the right, all they do is have grievances. All the people on the left, they deal with issues. You know, you have no solutions. I had a solution. Vote out Obama. That was my solution. Nobody followed me. I don't know what to tell you. And he couldn't run again. We have all kinds of solutions. You just don't want to hear. See, they're like that 17-year-old kid. You know how that 17-year-old kid, your teenage son, he tells you why he needs to have the car. He tells you why you have to give him some money. And you look at him and you go, yeah, okay. I've been telling you for months you need to get a job. You need to put some money together. You're not borrowing the car to go out. And what's he always say? Come on. Everybody say it at the same time. You don't hear me. You didn't hear a word I said. Actually, I did. I heard every word you said. It made absolutely no sense the first time you said it. It doesn't make any more sense now. You're not getting the car. You should have been saving your money. Well, that's what they're like. Nothing has gone their way. Absolutely nothing. They can't figure out how. It has to be because we drugged the water. Because nobody could possibly believe what we believe. No, that's not going to happen. You know, Canada's now having some issues with the refugees they let in. Right? And not just the ones they let in, the ones that are now going to school that they're trying to help out. They brought 12,000 refugees to a region, you know, where Canadians are living in the province of Ontario, however they say it. And now the people are coming out saying, wow, they have fundamentally different values than we do. And that's usually not a big deal, right? Here's the problem, though. If they're willing to change some of their values for where they're living to accommodate the locals, that's one thing. But they're coming in. They're wanting all kinds of help. They're wanting all kinds of freebies. They want the locals to change for them. Now, on what planet does that make sense? Seriously. All right. I'm going to freak out some of my Christian friends. I'm sorry. You need this. After seeing on Facebook today, some of the stuff that I saw, I'm like, my God, what Bible are you people reading? And don't give me this garbage. If you're, after I start doing this story, if your thought process is, well, the Bible is written by men, and you're a Christian, you need to go back and study the Bible. Anyway, the Shack is this new movie that have you heard anything about this? You have. Okay, so this movie called the Shack, which I thought was about the basketball player, but I heard about it. I didn't know anything. Sounds the same. If you're reminded of a whole mix of theological questions raised by the novel. And the problems of projecting the divine onto a screen. One of the lead characters in the book, for example, is a woman named Papa. Isn't that kind of confusing? I've got a woman named Daddy. I'm telling you, the left is out of their minds. Now, this woman named Papa plays the role of God the Father. So I have a female called by a male's name playing the role of a male. Which I guess changes everything. I don't know. And one of the writers says, well, you know, this, the movie. Now here's something that bothers me. Not the Word of God, not the Bible. Okay? The movie is reigniting questions over divine identity and gender language. And one moron puts up, you know how I talk about, and I'm sorry, I get mad when people do really stupid stuff. Grabs a scripture. There is a scripture that said, God is not a man that he should lie. Now, that he should lie. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, we're going to get a little preachy on you. But just a little bit. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always exciting when you get death threats while you're on the air. But he doesn't know we're in a cave in Sicily somewhere, so he'd have to go a long way to find us. And they, yeah, right, they get offended, right. We get offended when I call them names. And where, if I, anybody who's been listening to this show for any period of time, have you ever heard me talk about wiping somebody out, wiping out a group, taking someone out? Well, I wanted to bury a few people in the backyard, but I would never do it. Right? But you get these and you just, all I can do is laugh. Because they're self-righteous pieces of work. They're smarter than you. They know more. Right? And then some of the stuff that these, you go back and look at some of the stuff that they on their, what is it called, their Facebook page. And you have to look at it, and again, you have to laugh going, okay, you know what, maybe I should feel bad for this person. Maybe I shouldn't be mad at them, because obviously the IQ is about 11. And I'm being generous, I think. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-7. You know, some of these people, you'd like to say to them, it's easy. I mean, a coward is a coward does things like this. Hides. Call in. Call in or write me an email that I can read on the air. Because if you're just a jerk, I'm going to read it. If you're honestly trying to understand something, I won't read your name or address. Anyway, back to reality. So, the movie, The Shack. Is it The Shack movie? I mean, is that the name of it, or is it just called The Shack? The Shack. Very good. It's caused a lot of people to start thinking about God, start thinking about religion, apparently. Which I don't really understand, because for Christians, and I've seen Christians, you know, on Facebook writing about this thing, I go, my God, what do you believe more in your Bible or more in a movie that a bunch of left wing yohos put together? You know, like that movie Noah, right? According to Hollywood, if you saw the original the Noah from Hollywood that came out a couple of years ago, flopped big time. The story of Noah, apparently, where God was mad at man for eating meat. for killing animals. Even though the Bible says, he says all through the Bible, that you're to eat meat, you can kill and eat meat. Not that you can, but he even said to a few people, go, kill, eat. But according to Hollywood, they know more than God, as they usually do. But you know, that's not totally true either. That's kind of unfair. You have to believe in God to think you know more than God, and they don't believe in God, so they couldn't possibly know more than something they don't believe. Although with some of their loon logic, maybe that does fit. But the lead character in the book is a woman named Papa. A woman named Papa, who plays the role of God the Father. So, is God a transgender? Maybe God's transgender. I'm saying, because if you read that, we have a woman character in the book. She wants to be called Papa, and she plays the role of a man. The author says that this reignites the question over divine identity and gender language. Yes, because God wanted us to be extremely confused. I am neither male nor female, Papa self-discloses in the novel. Even though both genders are derived from my nature, if I choose to appear to you as a man or a woman, it's because I love you. And for me to appear to you as a woman and suggest you call me Papa is simply to mix metaphors to help confuse you even more. That's me. To help you keep from falling so easily back into your religious conditioning. Now, see, here's my irritant with Christians who say they believe what the Bible says. If you go see this movie because you think it's just a movie, you go see this movie because it might open your eyes to something else, you're giving God's money away to a heretical situation, to non-believers, to heathens, for that matter. Right? You think God's going to confuse you? Right? If I appear to you, God can appear to you any way he wants to, but in the Bible I read, he never appears to anybody. He sends his angels. He sent Jesus. Not the way you think. And I don't know, maybe I'm just having a brain dead moment. I lost a scholar sitting to the right of me. From Genesis to Revelations, does God ever appear to anybody as a woman? Yeah, I don't think so. If you find the scripture, send it to me. I'd love to see it. I'm always open to learn more about God's word. I'm going to in a second, but I like the line that they want to keep us, because it wants to keep us from falling back into religious conditioning. What's religious conditioning? Religious conditioning in this context points a finger to the default of using predominantly male metaphors for God. When it comes to the divine titles for God, should we be more inclusive and gender blended? This is what Kimberly was saying earlier. I'm starting to believe it more and more. There has to be an agenda here. Why does everything come back to sex? Why does everything come back to gender? Why does everything have to be along those lines? Now, somehow, a student in the Netherlands recently wrote to ask a similar question, if you would. He went on to say, recently I met someone at my university who tried to convince me of the existence of a female God, God the Mother. Using various passages from the Bible, I had never heard this before and therefore didn't know how to answer her. As a Christian, which is right now scares the crud out of me, let me see. So you've never heard people before try to refer to God as a she, right? And as a Christian, you don't know enough about the Bible to refute it. So he's asking a question, obviously, of a pagan or something. This is a good question, the person who's writing back says, on many different levels. And the impulse is right. The Bible never really titles God as our mother. But the question is worth looking into more carefully, because in a dozen places, the Bible uses feminine language for God. The problem with that is in a dozen hundred places, it used male. That's my word. It says feminine passages. It's worth saying that from the outset, in the words of Jesus, God is spirit. That's true. He's not sexual. He's not male or female. The Bible says that when you get to heaven, there is no male, female. No pain. There's no suffering. There's no mortgage payment. That's the part I like. God is not a sexual being, nor is he biologically male. He is spirit. God has not had a physical body, and therefore he doesn't have male features. Facial hair, male genitalia, none of the stuff that you would equate to a human, which is why it's always funny. It's always funny to hear people kind of equate things back to God in human form. How stupid is it that God makes men do this or makes women do that? How dumb is that? Well, it's dumb to you because you refuse to study and find out why he does certain things or why certain things happen a certain way. You're trying to equate it on a human level with your human mind. It can't wrap your mind around it. Yet even without biology, God chooses to reveal himself in Scripture through language that is both masculine and feminine. In fact, God's character and actions are revealed by feminine imagery in at least 26 places. Now, mind you, tens of thousands of scriptures, 66 books. And because in 26 places it seems feminine, he must be, or could be.
What?
Well, I know that there's a newer version of the Bible that's gender neutral. Okay, because it could be it. Yeah, the NIV was coming out with a, they might have already done it, but they were coming out with a gender-neutral version of the Bible, which I don't understand. Why? Why? Even with that, you have to play. You know what the Bible says about taking words away and adding words, right? But even taken together, the evidence does not warrant us praying to our mother, who art in heaven. And there's plenty of reasons. Right? And there's where, when you go through, I know, there's a lot of quote-unquote feminists that want to say to you, well, that's because men wrote the Bible. Now, the Bible specifically says that God gave men the words to write. And if that's the case, well, listen to him and not you. Not ones that want to change it because they think it doesn't make sense or it's not fair or it's not equal. Like God decide what's equal and what's not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX. 800-NEWSMAX. Or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
This is Ted Brower from HealthMasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly, so I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of three purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs helped to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to HealthMasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing. If you like this health tip, go to HealthMasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm watching all the news coming by. I would just love to nail it all, you know, lay it out. Because you see all this stuff coming by and you're thinking to yourself, can all this stuff really be happening? Or even a smidgen of it, you know, 10% of it? I'm not buying it. I think what they're doing, yeah, the left, they, I think they're throwing everything they can at the wall, right, to see what sticks. They want to keep, I don't know, the communications people for Mr. Trump or President Trump, so off guard that they don't know what to do. Like this stupid story. And I do mean stupid story. So apparently the military guys, a week ago or so, gave President Trump a flight jacket, military-grade flight jacket. Oh, yeah, that's when he was on the USS Gerald Ford last week. He talked to sailors. He talked about growing a bigger naval fleet. They were pretty excited about that. But it wasn't his speech. This is what the left does. It wasn't his speech that made the headlines. You know what it was? It was the fact that he was wearing, you know, having no, being a draft dodger or a military dodger, they were upset that he was wearing a military jacket. You know, that he didn't go into the Vietnam War like he should have. One writer says, Trump looks absolutely ridiculous in a military hat and jacket. What is this, some kind of comedy? Obviously, they never saw Mr. Obama. Normally. Yeah. Draft-dodging Trump has the audacity to wear a military jacket and hat. Another Yoho says, I have no problem with Trump wearing a flight jacket as long as he's being ejected from a fighter jet. How loving is he, right? One guy says, as a vet, I'm appalled to see the draft evading Trump donning a military cap and jacket. But you know, they didn't have any problems with the other Yohos. It's just totally dishonest. Now, do they not remember when President Obama wore one? They gave him one. He had a flight jacket, too. And the writer from the Huffington Post has a little thing underneath that says, hey, reminds you of Top Gun. That guy can't ride a bicycle without knee pads, elbow pads, and a helmet. I sure as heck don't want him flying a fighter jet to cover my butt in a war zone. George Bush served in the Texas Air National Guard. And Bill Clinton, during the Vietnam War, looked for ways to avoid the draft. Nothing negative about him, though. They all had flight jackets given to them by the military services that they visited. Now, a New York Times article from 1992 said, supplied by the Air Force, the ultimate symbol of Washington status is available to only the most selected clientele, presidents. It's generally worn on Air Force One, the presidential aircraft, where the chief executive slips it over his dress shirt. Right? And, you know, gives it that kind of command look. Presidents like John F. Kennedy have worn a similar windbreaker on their yachts. There you go. Well, yeah, most presidents have yachts, don't they? Similar windbreaker on their yachts or at Camp David, the official retreat in the, what is that? The mountains of Maryland. Right? But that's the naval presidential windbreaker, not the Air Force presidential windbreaker. Since Camp David is run by the Navy, fashion, cut, and style can vary, explained by Sergeant James Guthrie, a Harried Air Force public relations officer. And some presidents have even altered the windbreaker a little bit. So they say he's a commander-in-chief. He can do it pretty much anything he wants to do. He doesn't have to wear it if he doesn't want to. Dwight Eisenhower was the first president known to have an Air Force One windbreaker. So, you know, I love this. So they jump all over. This is proof that there's nothing. They probably go count the toilet paper every time he goes to the bathroom. They're going to give him a hard time about how much toilet paper he uses. This is how ridiculous this is getting. But I hope they keep it up. And some of you just went, huh? No, I really do. I want them to keep it up. I want them to become so ludicrous that when something really serious happens, nobody believes them. Because I believe that's exactly what's going to happen eventually. Nobody's going to say a word. And then you got, look at, he has poked, I'm just throwing stuff out now. What Trump is doing is poke David Letterman so bad and some of these other yohos that David Letterman comes out of his retirement. He looks like a mountain man, although I realize that anything to do in the woods would probably break something of his. And he calls the president a son of a... Yeah, can't go any further than that. Think of the hate that these... And again, I can only pick on my Christian friends to a degree. Remember what Christ said. They were going to hate us for his sake. They were going to hate us because we loved him. Right? That evil can't stand good. Evil can't stand anything that even resembles good. Now you think about all of the nasties that the left throws towards the right. I read you one tonight. We don't usually get them that bad, but we get pretty bad ones. A lot of the right, the commentators on the right, you know, when I was introduced on the show tonight as one of the right wing, you know, hating talk show hosts because I didn't agree with them. Because I don't agree that unions, we need to have unions everywhere, every place, in every establishment. They weren't very happy about that. So anything you say that they just don't quite agree with, it's just simply, it's really simple for them. You now become a hater. Because they're hoping it scares the crud out of you enough that you won't do it anymore or you'll back away from it. If you talk about what's truly, honestly going on in Canada with the refugees they've already taken in, you'll be a hater. And then this story, have you heard this all over the press? Probably not. The athlete who overcame Trump's travel ban has been arrested for sexual abuse of a 12-year-old girl. Oh, but Joe, this could have happened with anybody. Yeah, you're right. But it didn't. If the guy wasn't let in, right? 12-year-old girl. Now, some of you loons on the left, I want you to think about something. I'm going to get pretty disgusting here, so some of you might want to tune away. How would you like some sweaty, stinky, older man forcing himself on your daughter, huh? Wouldn't it be nice? And it was a refugee that you fought to get in? One that you couldn't vet. See, it's somebody else's daughter, so it doesn't make a difference to you. No big deal, right? You'll fight that it could happen to anybody. But if it was your daughter, and you see her face, and you see what's been taken from her, and you see the innocence that's been stolen, and at 12 years old, she's got a good 60 to 70 years to have to live with that image in her face, and that big man over her. But you think about that. Some of you I know are going to throw up and tell me I'm being sick. I don't know what to tell you. Deal with it. Right? Oh, these are two men. The two men were initially denied visas to travel to the United States in the chaotic days following the Trump administration's travel bans. But hey, those self-righteous loons on the left came to his rescue. And this is exactly what Trump was talking about. And many others are talking about. We want to protect our country. Protect our children. God, you people are such hypocrites. You want to get rid of guns. You want to make sure there's no guns on campuses. You want to make sure there's no guns everywhere. Because if you can save the life of one child, it's all wonderful and hunky-dory in your world. But this rape? Not so much. He's still alive, so not a big deal, right? The reason. Right? For the rejections remain unclear. India is not among the seven countries named in Trump's executive order, but after the interventions of Saranac Lake's mayor in the office of Senator Chuck Schumer. Now, this is the embassy in New Delhi was turning these guys down. The embassy in New Delhi didn't say why, but they had a problem with these guys. Now, they were saying that it was because of current policy. However, there's some other officials further up the chain that say that's not true. There were more to these guys than was being said, was being put out there. And that's what makes me crazy. Right? We can't make a mistake on the side of being more cautious. For some odd reason, for the people on the left, that makes absolutely no sense. Going tougher to protect your daughters and your sons somehow is unacceptable, which is just as asinine as believing that abortion makes more sense than adoption. But that's thinking for a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're back here every single day. Check us out on the website, therealside.com, where you can get all the information you need. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for being with me. We will catch you tomorrow.